Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Oh, I tell you what, for Mate Internet and Mobile, $1 per month, $1 per month for 3 months with the Mate Mobile plans. Make the switch to today. Here's Sam Edmund.
Oh, gee, busy morning.
Isn't it?
You can tell it's only one sleep to go, Gary.
Isn't, can't you just?
It's good morning to you.
It's alive. It's tangible. Oh. It's just buzzing.
And so there's a lot of excitement. It is a shame in some way, albeit important to talk about the ongoing concussion debate, learnings in sport, of course, and particularly with our little neck of the woods here at AFL. And Max Rook yesterday, the big story, named and revealed as the lead plaintiff in what has been a long-anticipated class action brought against the AFL. We knew it was coming, but the documents were lodged yesterday at the Supreme Court, and they detailed lifelong consequences for Rook and 60 other players behind him who have had concussive episodes playing the game between 85 and 2023. Now, reading through the writ yesterday and last night, Rook says he suffered what he estimated to be between 20 and 30 concussions in his career, 135 games, and was rendered unconscious on at least two occasions. And in a statement, Margolett Injury Lawyers Managing Principal Michelle Margolett said the injuries suffered by this group of former AFL players as a direct result of the concussion sustained while playing Aussie rules has had a devastating impact on their lives and the lives of their loved ones. It cites the defendant, the AFL obviously, and the fact that they ought to have known, says Margolett Lawyers, of the potential long-term consequences of concussion suffered by players.
Is this separate to Liam Picken, for instance?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so is it against the doctor? Liam Picken suing the doctors at the Western Bulldogs
correct.
At the time. Is this against the doctors of any particular
only
club?
Only names the AFL as the defendant, the best of my knowledge. There's more to be revealed on this. And, of course, we'd love to hear from Max Rook. I'm sure that time will come. And maybe some of the players who, I'm told, will want to remain anonymous throughout the course of this process. Some will want to put their hand up. Some will speak in time. It is going to be a long and drawn-out process. We're talking months, if not years here. They also state in this writ that the need to make and enforce rules reasonably designed so as to mitigate consequences of long-term injury arising from concussion. So it does cite historical reference points too in years gone by regarding studies and discoveries that have made it clear, they say, the seriousness and long-term effects associated with concussion and head-high hits. And it said that it was reasonably foreseeable that the defendant, that AFL players were vulnerable to the injury of concussion caused by head strikes while playing AFL football. So Gil McLachlan was on AFL 360 last night. A number of discussion points. One of them, of course, was this class action brought against the league.
So I read the, I haven't seen actually what the case is, but I read the PR blurb today, and you know, what I read in that is not what the AFL I know, both at a community level and elite level. And if there's an issue there, we'll be answerable to that.
But there is an issue, that's clear.
Yeah.
Not an if.
He does go on to say, though, that we're beholden to what science knows at the time regarding concussion. Now, how that has changed and progressed for the better, the AFL has, he said, done its best to remain in lockstep with that. So what we know now is not what we knew then.
Yes. Those critics of the AFL would say they're very late to react.
Yeah. And absolutely. And that was put to him last night too. But, you know, Max Rook, I know Jared Whateley will speak about this a little bit later on 360, dug up an example of Max Rook being concussed in 2009 in a game against Essendon. I think it was at Marvel Stadium. And he came back on a quarter later. And even the commentary around, as I'm sure Jared will play later, was all around the bravado and the tough guy
to
come
back. Exactly
what
used to happen. That's from my own personal experience, from Tim's personal experience.
But that's not the 80s, is it?
Like, get back on as quick as you can.
That's 2009.
Yeah.
That's not that long ago. So it has been a sharp, I guess, learning in this space. So they've boosted the hardship fund. They've made amendments to the match review panel, some 30-odd changes since 2002, and a lot of those regarding head-high hits. So they're spending $25 million as well, the AFL, in that 10-year longitudinal study. So
that $25 million is a drop in the ocean compared to the legal fees that are potentially upcoming. It's like, if these class actions continue to come.
Potentially. He did say that's not something that he was worried about, Gillon McLachlan. He said, you know, the priority, you would expect him to say, is always health and safety of the players, and what will be, and if there's an issue, then they'll be beholden to that. So I mentioned the number of topics. Hawthorn investigation ongoing. The league was hopeful of getting something pre-Christmas, the findings, but instead was given a firm Don't Ask Again from the independent panel. Gill last night said he thought he could bring the Hawthorn investigation to a conclusion, or couldn't, but was now hopeful he could. So it's sooner rather than later was the possibility, he said last night. So again, we'll wait and see on that. Tasmania, the federal government funding announcement, or otherwise, will come by May's federal budget. But the AFL will know before then whether they get that $240 million or thereabouts. If it does come, he said the presidents will still need to give their final approval. But their main contention has always been the stadium anyway and the funding for it. So that I would have thought would have been a given.
I think it that all comes down to Gary, that funding. Because it,
me?
Yes.
Well, how?
Well, they're looking. The federal government are looking for money. They may have found it in your super fund.
Oh, you idiot.
It needs to be clarified.
Twilight Grand Final, a step closer.
Oh, geez, talk about an annual debate. But I tell you, he's teased us so many times on this, Gillon McLaughlin, only to taketh away. And he's remained the traditionalist. He's on the record of saying, I'm a traditionalist. Last night, he was taken down this path again. I don't know. I thought he was maybe just, again, could just be a tease, but perhaps a little bit more expansive. He will make a recommendation to the AFL Commission on the start time in the next few weeks. This is how he approached it last night on 360.
If I'm responsible for everything bad and good,
well, you are.
I've had my first year on the Saturday afternoon. I have noticed though,
there's
just out there that there's people a bit more.
What?
I think receptive to having a look at something else. Have you noticed that?
Almost broke our code then, Dunstall. It's coming. So anyway, let's not waste our breath. It'll come sooner rather than later.
This year,
maybe. Well, the numbers were down a bit, weren't they? The viewing numbers.
For the grand final, but he would say to that, well, whenever there's a blowout on a grand final, the type would say, people turn off blowout. So maybe not the best. But the prelim finals, certainly spectacle-wise, were pretty magnificent. Hey, Jason Owen Francis on Sports Day last night as well with Kane Corns and Jared Healy. He was asked specifically how he feels about how he's perceived after a difficult debut year, of course, with requesting a trade from North Melbourne to Port Adelaide. This is how Jason Owen Francis chose to answer.
Like you said, it's impossible to hide from that, I guess, hate, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of things. I try to surround myself with the best people I can, you know, my family and friends, they're the best people I've got in my life, and just try to surround myself and do things that make me happy. And, you know, I'm very lucky that I've got a good, you know, friend group that when I'm with them, we don't have to talk about footy or anything like that. So that really helps.
Yeah, detest any hate messages of that nature. Yep. I would say this, be careful about making too many excuses for Jason Horn Francis. And I'm talking to Corn here, and he is very much in his corner, which is great. And it's Taron Thomas's fault. It's North Melbourne's fault. You know, they didn't set it. They set him up to fail. Okay, all that, but don't make too many excuses for this man. He's a young man, albeit. But every time I pick the paper up, there's an excuse made for Jason Horn Francis. Okay, the circumstances may not have been ideal.
Two to tango.
Take some personal response. Don't give him the out. Let him say, okay, here it's in front of you. You be as good as you can be. But I'm just hearing a lot of excuses being made.
Take that, Corn.
I don't give a stuff what anyone thinks.
There's a bit of a laugh with this, but there's an emergency convoy of turf, I'm told, bound for Adelaide at the moment. Now, HG Turf is the company with the contracts to replace the grass at the MCG, Adelaide Oval, Optus Stadium in the wake of these huge Ed Sheeran concerts. We've spoken about it. Massive at the G, 100,000 each of the two nights. Adelaide Oval had 60,000 on a wet night. Optus Stadium had a record 73,000 to watch Ed Sheeran on Sunday night. Now, people have told me that the Adelaide Oval got, I don't know if it got some of its turf there initially and they weren't happy with it, or there's more damage, or there wasn't enough. Regardless of all that, incredibly fine, because there's a shipment going from Alexandra in country Victoria.
That's where they grow up, though.
That's HD Turf headquarters. That's where it has to be picked up from. This morning, at right now, being taken from there all the way to Adelaide. It's Wednesday the 15th
of
March.
To be laid for this weekend's game?
They've got a game on Saturday.
Hang on. I just want to clarify this. Because are you saying that the turf that's on the B-double right now, that's to be delivered to Adelaide, is going to be laid for the Saturday game?
That is how it's been put to me.
Well, knock me down.
Well, okay. Well, this is not against the turf company, but that is cutting it very, very fine.
You're talking to the turf specialist over here who broke this story, Jay-Z, whispers.
Well, I walked the MCG yesterday.
You walked it.
I walked on the turf yesterday.
It was great.
You can see that it's been relayed, but then when you get out there, it's really level and even and that type of thing. But The people I spoke to there yesterday.
There you go. He's been got at.
Said no. They
nobbled.
Said, no. They said they needed every day that they've had to repair that turf to get it right for this game
just
Thursday.
Just hold this. We need to get. We're going to back over this. Just stay there because we've got to get a breakaway before the 8 o'clock news.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
I hope JZ Clark's listening to this. It's a developing story with Wispy, the man that broke the turf problems. Now we're hearing that the Adelaide Oval, who have a game scheduled for 4:35 on Saturday, Port Adelaide taking on the Brisbane Lions, have got a truckload of turf being delivered as we speak.
An emergency turf convoy, Alexandra to Adelaide, happening today, Gary.
Well, yesterday and the day before when the MCG laid their turf and Wisp then walked it,
yes.
You gave it the tick off.
Thumbs up, I gave it yesterday.
We're going to have enough time if this truck gets there by today?
Well, I don't know how much turf they have to relay, if it's around the edges or whatever, but they do come in.
Sod is heavy,
I believe they come in 45 millimetre thick, 1 metre wide and about 10 metres long. They weigh about 800 kilos per roll.
Well, they're not moving then.
So they probably won't move, but it's, you know, like you talked about the stretcher joins and all that sort of stuff last week and how complicated that is. And I spoke about the fertiliser they've got to spray,
Sammy,
which promotes very quick root growth.
Can you ring the Adelaide Oval?
Let's make some calls. I'm worried about Eddie Betts' pocket.
Ring the Adelaide Oval and get back to us and make sure this game's not going to get shifted up to the Gabba. Surely not.